Pesach is Hashem. Rashi says in this week's parasha, Pesach is Hashem shepasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al botei avaseinu b'Mitzrayim. Pesach means to jump. HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped over. There's a lot of inyanim of jumping over here. What's the sod of this inyan of jumping? In Shashirim it says medalig al ha'orim, mekabit al ha'kvois. Kohen Shalom was medalig. He was medalig over the years. He was supposed to be Mitzrayim for longer. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medalig. He jumped over. This whole inyan of jumping over, we have to understand what the significance of the whole Pesach, the Yontif Pesach, is called Hashem. Hashem Shepasach. But the answer is, very bekitzer, that Pesach mechadesh anu mehalach. Anu mehalach, and how to view going to Golus, and how to view the whole Indian of Golus from Yitzias Mitzrayim and onwards. We say in Ma'ariv, Ma'yosis Am Yisrael mitoicham lecherus oilam. Ba'in Shalom took us out lecherus oilam. Lecherus oilam, most of our history we've been in Golus. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we went for a couple of years in the Midbar and then to Israel, and then since then basically we've been in Golus. With some Ba'yosis Am Yisrael mitoicham lecherus oilam. But the answer is that the Pesukim in this week's parasha that command the Korban Pesach, the Pesach says, this is how you have to eat the Korban Pesach. Now lechem baragleichem, you already, suitcases are packed, and your backpack and your coats and your boots and everything's ready for going. What's up? Why do you have to eat? Where do you find a mitzvah? You got to eat. You do the mitzvah in a certain surah, in kachla kachla surah. Where do you find such a thing? What's the yisod? And he said, now just imagine the master, the Egyptian, the Mitzri master, coming home and seeing his slave. He thinks it's mine. My shna yom yom mine. He sees him all ready to go. Where are you going? You're not going anywhere. You're my slave. But the answer is the Bnei Shalom is megala over here that a yid, even Kolzman he's in Golus, a yid can be a medalik. A yid can jump out of Golus. Whatever matter the situation, a yid, a Kodesh Baruch Hu puts a yid in, every yid has to know from Yitzias Mitzrayim and onwards, even whilst he's in Golus, he can jump out and be out of Golus. In other words, a yid can be in a different mam of the matter. He's oblivious. He can be oblivious to what's going on around him, and he can mamish feel as if he's living in a different kufa. I heard from an old yid who languished in the Soviet jails, and he said that he felt menuchas hanefesh, chovas hadas, and he knew he was going to go out, and the Rebbe the Riach told him he's going to get out of jail. He was there for 20 years, and he said he felt very at home, he was very geschmack. In other words, the Bnei Shalom was mechadish, that a person could be in one matzav, he's bechlal not there, he jumps over, and he's in somewhere else completely. That's the chiddush of this week's parasha. Bnei Shalom said, the Korban Pesach, I want you to eat, even whilst you're in slavery, you have to feel as if you're ready on the journey, if you're ready with your boots and your cases packed, as if you're on the journey ready. You're in Golus, but you're in the mice, you're out of Golus. That's the yisod of Pesach, which is the lashon of Diluk. The whole yisod of Pesach, which is the lashon of Diluk, is that chiddush. The Bnei Shalom is mechadik us. Whilst we were in Mitzrayim until that point, we were in Golus. From now on, says Rabbi Shlomo Bar Yosi, "Am Yisrael mitochem lecheres oilam." You never have to be in Golus anymore. Even when you're in Golus, you can jump over, and you can be out of Golus. That's the whole nakuda. That's the whole nakuda. The oimik of Rabbi Kiva, who laughed when he saw the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. You're in one matziv. He was ready in the matziv of the third Beis Hamikdash. Stuck a Leil Pesach. If you want to have a Gishmak HaSeidah, you go to Bnei Brak, to Rabbi Akiva, Shei Mesubim B'Bnei Brak, because Rabbi Akiva is the one who the Maisa Mamish lived this. He lived this. Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim. He was living under Roman rule, threat of death, terrible matzav of a, if you need chizuk, you go to Rabbi Akiva Seidah. There, Shei Mesubim Yitzis Mitzrayim, was Gishmak. Rabbi Akiva is the one who laughs when he sees a Chorban. He only sees Bini, he doesn't see Chorban. That's the Lashon of Diluk and Oimek. And this week's parasha, it goes further. Lashon of Arbe is v'chisa sein oritz ala yuchal lirikus oritz. As if Mitzrayim is not there anymore. Choshech, it's never going into the future. There's no Mitzrayim. Pari says, "Oh, I'm the king of Mitzrayim. Where's Mitzrayim b'chlal? Lo yachal lirikus oritz. Choshech, where's Mitzrayim b'chlal?" In other words, it was a diluk into the future, even though Mitzrayim was around. Just like when it's dark outside, when it's dark in a room, everything's there. But it's as if it's not there, you can't see anything. And these last makas, the pshat is, even though Mitzrayim was eventually, and the yams are going to be destroyed, that's when they were destroyed already now, you couldn't see them, it was a diluk and kvitsa. What bought the arba was a ruach kodem azah, kol alayla, exactly the same words by Chris Yamsuf in next week's parasha where it says, ruach kodem azah, kol alayla, the same wind that split the yams was the same wind that bought the arba. The stream started seeing, he said the pasuk, haterim teidaki of the Mitzrayim, started feeling already the future. Why? Because Klal Yisrael also feeling the future already, that they're out. And they've been Chayrin. Mitzrayim was also seen in the future. What's their future? Of the Mitzrayim, nothing left of them. They felt that already, because this is a parsha where also Mitzrayim was zoche to a diluk, was zoche to get to their destruction before they were destroyed, and Klal Yisrael was zoche to get to the Chayrin before they went out to Chayrin. And that's the chizuk b'yameinu anu, that every single leader is a koyach to climb out. Every single leader is a koyach. Don't get into a, in a person's in a matzah. He's got worries. He's got daigas from this and that. Challenges from all sides. Pick yourself up and get out. In other words, say to yourself, close your eyes and say, "Vayoytzi sami tromi teichon lecheiros oilam." Bereshit gives every single yid a koyach in his own golas to climb out of his own golas and to be zochet to jump in. So a different amount of the matzav, and that's chutzim et Hashem, and bunch shalom shivim medalgas, the core of him here, you may not have this call.